It is probably a good thing that Ms. Wyman breaks everything up then, with,
"Come along, everyone, you don't want to be late for your next class."
Because I don't know what either Kelsey or I would have said to each other next. I am already worried about what we will find to say to each other at the dance, but I do not care. I am beginning to trust that I can find the words when it matters. I and my friends start to head to class when it hits me that I haven't seen my dad. I am thinking he believed me when I let him think I didn't want him to come, even after his big talk about my grandfather and all. Maybe he decided to take me at my word. I start feeling a whole mix of things. Sad, angry, disappointed. When all of a sudden, I spot him at the back of the auditorium, leaning against the railing behind the last row of seats. "I'll catch up with you guys," I say, cutting Addie off midstream. She is totally wired.
"Okay,"
she says, then tells me for about the dozenth time,
"You were brilliant, Bobby."
"Ditto,"
says the skis. "Thanks," I go. That's when I notice Joe isn't with us, but I don't give it a whole lot of thought, because I've got my mind on my dad, and besides which, Kelsey is now giving me a little wave with her fingers, and there's a 4th of July sparkler going off inside me. I return the wave, and head over to where my dad is. "Hey," I say.
"Hey,"
he says back, kind of quiet and respectful, like he's in church.
"I didn't come up because I'm having a little trouble keeping it together, and I promised I wouldn't embarrass you."
I do not know what to say to this, but it doesn't matter. My dad is not looking for any more words from me right now.
"You did good, real good. I'm proud of you. And your mother would be too."
"Thanks." We stand there for a minute, and then he says,
"Skip."
And I say, "Hammer." And we hug each other, right there at the back of the Paintbrush Falls Middle School auditorium, where anybody could look right in and see us. And I do not even care if they do. It isn't easy getting through the rest of the day. I mean, who really cares about dividing decimals or contrasting the parts of plants, animals, and one-cell organisms when you've had the kind of morning I have? Not only have I given a speech the whole school is talking about, but I have declared my love for the girl of my dreams. Okay, I may be getting carried away here. I have declared my like for the girl in my art class. And, by the way, it was Kelsey who wrote my initials in a heart. All afternoon, everyone is complaining that we have to wait until tomorrow for the elections, and there is even a petition going around for next year, saying that speeches and elections should take place the same day, because nobody can stand the suspense. Meanwhile, kids keep coming up to me all day wishing me luck. Some even say they're sorry for calling me names. Some promise they'll never call anybody a name again. I am thinking that there is no way we are not going to win this thing. Addie and Joe and Skeezy are thinking the same. That night, we all meet up after dinner at Addie's house to celebrate our victory with ice cream. The next day, we lose the election.